In Wisconsin, viral hemorrhagic septicemia has only been found in Lake Michigan and in the Lake Winnebago system, but with cooler weather coming, the virus could get more active again. So the Ag Department says one thing to do is require proof of negative VHS results from all fish from hatcheries stocked in public waters and bait fish species that are susceptible to the virus. State aquaculture veterinarian Myron Kebbis says one drawback is that it may cost $700 per fish species per year to be tested. He admits there's controversy at private fish farms.
The farms and hatcheries are bearing the greatest burden in terms of the cost of this. And while there's significant cost to the DNR, that can be absorbed to some extent within the operating of state government.
Kebbis says the state did meet with fish farmers and worked out this solution.
Well, I think I don't like it, but I understand the need for it.
Dodgeville farmer Dave Gullen chairs the board of the Wisconsin Aquaculture Association. He says his annual fish testing costs now exceed $20,000, and he'll pass along some of that to customers. But he says he won't be able to make up all of his expenses, especially for smaller fish known as fry, which might have to be moved several times while waiting for test results.
So it's going to be a logistical nightmare.
Gullen says he's not counting on the legislature to help fight VHS because he says state lawmakers can't even pass a budget. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.